Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Win or go home for the U.S. soccer team. Nick Mendola joins us now, FC Buffalo owner. You can also read his work on NBC Sports. It's writing soccer and, of course, all about this U.S. team. Nick, thanks for being on with us. World Cup, I struggle to think. It could be over today because it's been so fun, this whole ride. But it's win or go home for the U.S.
It sure is. After drawing their first game against Wales and then drawing their second game against England, they have to beat Iran in order to make the knockout rounds of the tournament. And that is probably where most people thought they would be at this point, is with a chance to get in and then hopefully getting in to the knockout rounds.
You know, the World Cup, Nick, is supposed to bring the world together, right? But it's hard not to notice the political overtones or undertones that are associated with many of these games, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very, very interesting and intriguing. And the United States, of course, has stepped in it a little bit itself, and not the United States as a country, but the Federation for U.S. Soccer, as they took the Islamic Republic logo out of the flag in a social media post in order to protest the treatment of women. Of course, there have been so many protests going on in Iran over the course of the last month, maybe a little bit more. You guys would know better than me. And it's understandable that Iran would be offended by that as a nation, given the fact that it's, imagine taking the stars out of the flag for the U.S. because of it's obviously much different because of the religious overtones. But and yes, the U.S. and Iran, just one of several incidents in soccer this tournament.
Does it take away from the game for you?
Yes, to be honest with you. It's been a challenging tournament in general. It was awarded to Qatar over maybe 10 years ago, and I don't think any of us thought the tournament would even happen there. So already loaded with controversy because of the death of migrant workers in building the stadium over there. To then have it be the United States national team, who is honestly, if you could tell me, oh, Nick, you've got your favorite football, baseball, basketball, pick every team. Who do you want to win? Who do you want to see win a championship over your lifetime? I would have the USA right near the top. And to have to watch your team do some, for lack of a better term, obviously, in the geopolitical sense of things, villainous stuff is not a lot of fun. And this is the second time the U.S. has faced Iran in a charged World Cup game, as they lost to them in 1998.
On the game itself, I have full confidence, Nick, that the U.S. is the better team here. The problem is the better team doesn't always win, right? And the better team doesn't even always tie. And we need more than that today. It's what might make this kind of frustrating to watch at times.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys. They are the better team, but they have yet to find their star forward. They've yet to find not even their star forward, but their finisher. So against Wales, they should have been up by multiple goals at halftime. They were only up 1-0, and then they gave up an equalizer. They played even better against England, but couldn't score, which is understandable. England's one of the best teams in the world. But they're going to have to score at least a goal today, and probably two, in my opinion, given the strength of Iran's star forwards. So it's Can they keep a shutout? Sure. But we need to see them score goals, and it's, you know, one of the hardest things to do in sports, in soccer at least.
All right, bear with me because I'm admittedly not a World Cup fan. I don't watch much soccer. Okay. But for those trying to get into this, what do you suggest they focus on the field?
Oh, I think honestly today, especially with the tournament being in the Middle East, you don't even have to focus on the field. And I'll tell you what to focus on the field in a minute, but it's going to be so loud there. The atmosphere, the people dressed up, the American Outlaws who come over from the United States for the game. I just think the spectacle is going to carry you for the first few minutes. And then I would watch Christian Pulisic. He's a name you've heard. You've seen his face on commercials. He plays for Chelsea in the Premier League. He is a sensational player. And it's one of those things, I think we see it a lot, maybe not in Buffalo with Josh Allen, but pick your team and your favorite player. You sometimes start to take for granted how good he is. This kid is fantastic. So I would look for number 10, and I think they're wearing blue today, number 10 in the blue shirt.
Look for him on the field. They're exciting at times, maddening at other times. As you mentioned, scoring a goal, you got to do it. Nick, I love being in this position, though, because, look, it could be better, right? But you have to win in the World Cup if you want to win in the World Cup, right?
Right. There aren't penalties until at least the next round. They have to do this today. They need this after missing the World Cup 4 years ago, Brian, and missing it. They should never, and they will never, with the World Cup coming here in 4 years, they're automatically allowed in the tournament, and the tournament's expanding to 48 teams. And unless a supreme amount of wealth comes to Central America and the Caribbean, and when I say supreme amount of wealth, I mean something comparable to the United States Soccer Federation, they're going to make every World Cup for the rest of time. It's just how it's going to go. So they missed it 4 years ago, and that was already embarrassing. So this nation of soccer had been so far behind the rest of the world. And then to make every tournament up and even advance into the knockout round several times before 2014, and in 2002 coming within a goal of a semifinal, to get back your status. And then that's what everyone's pointing to. Everyone in professional soccer, everyone in amateur soccer, in 2026, the tournament's coming here. You are going to see a breakthrough, not in the soccer is the sport of the future way that we've been talking about since the 1980s, but in the sense that this will be a calling card for the sport in our country, in our continent, and perhaps even in our hemisphere in about 4 years' time. So, yes, get this young team, one of the youngest at the World Cup, that experience of playing in a knockout round game.
Soccer's grown so much here. I mean, even with not making the World Cup 4 years ago, in that time, in the years since, I mean, you see MLS, you know, on a national scale, pretty comparable in popularity to the NHL. You know, not here in Buffalo where we have a team, but across the country, I think you put it right up there. What does a run here, a win today, maybe, who knows, a win over the weekend or performing well, what does that do to the popularity of the sport in the U.S.?
Well, you know, depending how it goes, and today, obviously, the beautiful thing about a win is you do get that memorable goal that's going to be replayed time and time again. But it's already there. I don't even want to cement. It builds on what's been cemented already in terms of the popularity of the sport. And I think you've started to capture the imagination of everyone with the expanded, not to just tap my job, NBC Sports Soccer, on the back, but with the expanded Premier League coverage in the United States. Not everybody, but a lot of sports fans have a team already. We've had these events in the United States where they bring over people from the Premier League, and loads of people come out to city centers to watch games. We have not one, but two, and even more centers, hubs for watching soccer at pubs and bars in Buffalo, New York. And, you know, kind of amazing to hear and see pictures of downtown, Josh Allen and Tyler Bass and Reed Ferguson and Gabe Davis all getting together to watch a game with AO Buffalo at their home bar. So it's there, and I think it's just about building on it. The momentum is unstoppable at this point.
Are you meeting Brian down at Banshees?
Okay, I didn't know I was allowed to say it. Yes, I would love to meet Brian and Banshee. Unfortunately for me, and this is the worst part of my awesome job, we do a live YouTube watch-along, so fans can go to YouTube, NBC Sports on YouTube, and literally shoot us questions with me and my two coworkers, and then we do a live post-game show. So I will be in my home office just wishing I had an ice-cold beverage with me that wasn't fizzy water.
Well, have to check that out. That's great to know, Ben.
Yeah,
Nick. Thanks.
If you are stuck at work today, you can do that and watch along with Nick for sure and read his stuff, soccer.nbcsports.com, and he's writing about how the U.S. can maybe score a goal here. We're going to need to against Iran. Hey, Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Nick Mandola, FC Buffalo, NBC Sports, joining us this morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.